Hello and welcome to the Masterclass with Andrew DiGregorio. If you caught his initial interview, we talked a lot about safety, how to find safety in the body. We talked about alignment, which I know is a key central thesis for Andrew and something that he really focuses on. And then at the end, we actually went into a process of how we shift awareness. How do we get out of our ordinary mind into a deeper awareness, a more expansive awareness. And so that's kind of what we're going to be doing here in the masterclass, finding safety, just this practice of getting into our bodies, finding safety, and then shifting our awareness. So I'm excited to see what you've got for us, Andrew.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. Appreciate that. You know, so I'd like to start with safety and begin there. And, you know, we mentioned the importance of that and there's different ways we can find safety and, you know, just for our bodies and our nervous systems to begin to relax. So we can, you know, we can play with that shift we're talking about out of ordinary mind. We can just start to maybe look around the room using our vision.
And real quick, before you get into that, why is it important that we find safety before we start to shift our awareness into kind of this more expansive awareness?
Yeah. So when we make a shift from our attention or ordinary mind out into awareness, it can bring up flows of energy. Processes can come up, or basically parts of ourselves get a little afraid because it's a different operating system. It's a more ideal operating system, but it starts to let things go, and emotions can move, or fear can show up, and things like that. So when we have safety and we drop into that space of feeling grounded and safe, then these emotions or experiences have a place to go. They can actually begin to release and let go when we're resting in awareness.
Beautiful. So we didn't get lost.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we don't get lost. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on your toes there. I think we were just kind of following that same stream, but we don't get lost. We don't get looped into them. And because I've seen this with whether it's something like ayahuasca or whether it's even breath work or some of these other things, that these are all great things. Energy's moving and these things that have been stuck are finally being processed. But without that sort of ground of safety, then they kind of get a little wild and sometimes they don't fully move through the system. Is that kind of what you're saying?
That's right. Yeah. We can loop in it and we can feel very untethered totally ungrounded as well. So which could bring up dysregulation in the nervous system.
Right. Beautiful. Yeah. So how do we find this safety? What's kind of the process that we can take ourselves through?
So there's all these different ways we can regulate the nervous system. So I just want to start with using our senses, our vision, to, you know, look around the room that you're in, like check out the space, and using your vision to inform your body and your nervous system that we're in a safe place. It's a familiar room. Maybe there's some colors you like.
And the first time I did this, it felt silly. Right?
Yeah. Like I feel silly. Yeah.
Because I'm an adult and of course I'm safe here and there's this like,
absolutely.
Like feeling, right? So I just want to acknowledge that because
totally.
It still kind of feels that way sometimes and I'm looking around the room and I'm checking.
Yeah. And some of us might feel safe in the environment right now and it could be silly. Yeah. But there's also some people that might be watching this or parts of ourselves within us that are hypervigilant, that are always on alert and they need to be informed that it's okay to relax. So I used to have a lot of hypervigilance in my experience. So by looking around the room, making sure that no one's here, no one's trying to get me, I'm in a safe environment. The walls are sturdy, the ground is sturdy. Doing a safety check like this informs our bodies and our nervous system begins to settle. For some of us, it'll begin to relax our nervous system bodies. For me, I actually felt a little bit more relaxation just start to come in, just slightly. So that's just us looking around the room, doing a quick safety check. And I've given this to clients where they didn't feel safe in the world and they do safety checks every day and they're training their nervous system to feel more and more relaxed and they love it. Mm-hmm. Again, some people feel silly doing it, some people love it, but it's good for all of us just to take a look around. From there, I just want to take a deep breath and then blow out really slow. Another quick inhale. Then blow out again, really slow. Releasing all the air. Another deep breath in. And then a really slow exhale through the mouth. Blowing out And then just notice if there's an impact at all on the body. There's a change of state at all. By taking short, quicker breaths in and long breaths out, like blowing out slowly, will relax and regulate our nervous system as well. And this can be done for any duration of time. You can do that for a while and your nervous system will start to relax a little more. So for me, I'm already having an experience of feeling even more ease in my body when I did that.
Yeah, things have slowed down a little bit for me.
Yeah.
They've softened.
Yeah, I feel that as well. So from there, I want to begin to feel our toes, wiggle our toes, begin to feel our bodies waking up toes, maybe even sending some like deep appreciation to our toes and love to our toes. They actually do a lot for us.
And if people didn't see, I just yawned. And that's a telltale sign that the system is starting to relax.
Yeah.
I'll always love when that yawn comes on.
It's proof.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're appreciating our toes and our feet and ankles. And we're feeling deep into these spaces, the feet, the ankles, best that we can. There might be some sensation, might be no sensation, or a lot of sensation. Whatever's there is perfect. We're continually bringing our awareness to our feet, ankles, toes, then calves and shins while we feel our ankles and toes. Sending some appreciation down to calves and shins. And feeling our knees, like deep inside of our knees, like some deep appreciation for the knees, for all that they do, some care for those knees. And then noticing our thighs, sending some love there, our hamstrings. Maybe there's some tension or tightness there. Breathing in through the feet, the shins, the calves, the knees and thighs, hamstrings, and just loving all the way down there. Having so much appreciation for the legs and all that they do. And we're deeply feeling into the hips, pelvis, sit bones. And with all these parts of our body, we can spend minutes, hours on each part. We're just going to cruise along here a little bit and just sending appreciation, care to our hips and pelvis, sit bones. And appreciating the whole entire bottom half of our body. Yeah.
And as you're naming all that, I can feel the heaviness. Like my legs all of a sudden feel a lot heavier, a lot more mass there.
Yeah. We're feeling the embodiment of the legs and feeling more grounded. And that will impact our state. So we're continuing to move up into the belly and lower back, sides of the belly, sending so much appreciation there and love there. Just below the navel, sending some love to the belly center. Taking a deep breath into the belly center. And then relaxing down. So we're feeling the entire half, lower half of our body and our bellies and moving up through the ribs, back, mid back. And finding our hearts and chest, breathing air, sending so much love and appreciation to the physical heart. All the functions that it performs, keeping us alive, beating, being there for us. If there's tension or energy or sensation or numbness, it's all perfect, just sending love there. So we're feeling the entire lower half of our body all the way up through the belly into our hearts and behind our hearts as well. We're finding our arms and shoulders, traps. Wiggle our fingers a little bit, thank our hands for all that they do. Fingers, thumb, pinky, appreciating it all. Even the webs between the fingers. How deep can you feel there? We're slowing down, moving at a pace that we typically don't move at. So maybe thoughts or sensations or whatever comes up, we're just appreciating and watching, not getting identified with. Just letting them go. And then the throat and neck. Face and chin and teeth, tongue. Sending some love there. Some care there and appreciation. Let's really thank our eyes for all the work that they do. We put them to work, using them all the time, staring at things, viewing things, and tension behind the eyes, letting that go. So we're feeling the entire lower half all the way up through our body, through our hearts, back and spine, all the way to our eyes and head. We're just waking up the body, feeling sensation, bringing awareness in. Then noticing our brains and skull, sending a lot of love to the brain, left hemisphere, right hemisphere, back of the brain. So now feeling the entire body. Best that we can. Taking a deep breath into the entire body. And then we're just noticing if there's been a shift. Just checking if there's been a state shift at all. Are we feeling a little more relaxed? Are we feeling anxiety? Whatever's there is perfect. Maybe some agitation, maybe some boredom, maybe some tingling or energy. Jason, what do you notice as we're doing this?
I notice a little tension, like kind of behind my heart, like in my back. It feels like kind of the fascia. I notice my feet are tingling. I notice I have a more balanced feeling across my body. So it doesn't feel restricted to my legs anymore. It doesn't feel so up in the chest. It's more evenly distributed. I notice actually my vision and my hearing has shifted in a weird way that's just hard to name. It's just a different perception. So I feel more here, more present.
I had a little bit with that one, by the way. So how are you? This is a beautiful descriptor. It's like your descriptions are really beautiful. And I'm wondering about also, do you feel safe in this moment?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel less distracted by some of the thoughts and patterns that were maybe running in the background. I feel just more present, calm.
Yeah.
Slow. I mean, safe is an easy word to use here, but I'm trying to give a little bit more nuance to it because it feels, yeah, it feels like there's less to be concerned about, so to speak.
Yeah. So in that, when you're feeling that safety and you're feeling in your body, there's more regulation.
Mm.
You're feeling balanced, what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're feeling there's a different pacing to you.
Yeah.
Different quality of how you're speaking.
And I'm here. I feel more present.
More present. Yeah. Presence. Yeah. So as we begin to feel safer and these type of experiences and states can arise, it can also bring up other states. There could be anxiety or things like that for anybody that might be feeling agitation or anything. That's normal if that arises. So we just acknowledge that, have some loving kindness toward that. And whatever's here is perfect. So from here, I want to drop down, meaning feeling into deep, deep into earth, like noticing this enormous loving Mother Earth that is below us. Feeling the love that she has for us, the care that she has for us, all that she supplies for us and provides for us. Setting gratitude down to her, down to earth. And she'll send gratitude and love back up to you. Earth wants you here. She's happy you arrived on the planet. She likes when we're fully embodied in here. This is a conscious being. This is a very intelligent system, loving and caring and conscious. It really cares for humanity and cares for your well-being. So we really want to connect deep into the core of Earth, noticing we can feel safe on the planet, safe in our bodies, and it's okay to be here. The planet wants us here. You belong here. We all belong here. And there's actually joy and care and excitement that you have arrived on this planet. So we're anchoring our embodiment into Earth, feeling safe on the planet, safe in the body. And there's different ranges of that. Feeling safe on the planet was a little more complicated for me for a while. I had obscurities and processes that didn't feel safe on the planet. So through doing this type of work and healing and also connecting deeper with Earth and realizing that there's love and care there, I felt safer to be on the planet and to be into the physical manifestation of this dimension. Actually here in matter, in form. So again, anchoring deep into the core of Earth, feeling deep, deep down in Earth. And just noticing if there's any impact. And for some of us, there may be impact. And from some of us, there may be no impact, but there is. We just might not be aware of it. So we're just being okay with whatever's there, whatever's showing up. And then just noticing the impact on your physical body. And maybe Jason, you could share a little bit about your experience if you're noticing from feeling into Earth, and connecting with this enormous planet that's very loving and caring. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as I was feeling into it, it's like almost all the content just let go. Like it was actually a blankness. So when you actually asked me that, I was kind of jarred out, like, uh-oh, what's happening here? Things had slowed down so much for me that I was just resting in this benevolent void, this peaceful, almost like death. It was just this restfulness where nothing could touch me. That's just kind of what it felt like. It just like, and again, when you asked me that, I actually jarred me out. I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to be here. So that was kind of funny to notice that, like, I was actually deep into this energy that you're sort of transmitting and holding as you're speaking.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. So you were more in being and doing. Might have felt a little complicated there. We can learn to do from being, but yes, I know what you mean. It's like a deep, loving womb that holds you and cares for you and loves you, and that's available to us all. Yeah. So beautiful, great description. Yeah. So we're just, again, staying connected with our bodies, with Earth, slowing down. And we're all different places on this path. Some of us may be feeling what you're experiencing, Jason. Some people may not be. Some people may be having different experiences in between. It's all perfect. So for those that might be, for this for all of us, but for those that might be feeling a little more stuck, we're going to go into another exercise here, which I feel like we've sampled safety on the planet, safety in the body a little bit here. And we're going to move into shifting into awareness from here.
And would it just remind us what that kind of means?
Yeah. So appreciating your pacing, Jason. I love it. So good. Yeah. So there's our conditioned way of living, which we get configured into. We actually get stuck in conditioning. And there's a way to actually let that go and be aware of conditioning. And awareness is the key to that. We can't view conditioning from conditioning. It's like trying to look at the back of your head. You can't, unless you have a mirror, you can look at it that way, but it's like you'll be spinning around trying to look at it. It doesn't work, right? Same thing with trying to view conditioning from conditioning. In order to work with our condition, work with our ego, work with our experiences that need to heal, we want to shift into awareness or be with somebody that can shift into awareness. And we can learn to stabilize this and live from this. At first, we get glimpses and we shift. And there's different doorways. There's actually many different doorways to shift into awareness. And there's many different teachers that teach all sorts of doorways. But I'm going to speak to two specifically here that kind of more universal for people, because there's like what we can go in. Some people have a lot of access going in, and some people have a lot of access going out. And that will make sense as we do this. So typically, we're going to notice stuckness or identity around the face and eyes. This is usually where we feel some level of identity, where we might be seated or configured. So what we want to do, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and we've just done some embodiment practices, so we might be a little bit more in the body now. Sure. Right. But just kind of where we started or where we might live mostly traditionally is just like way up here and kind of out front, like, because this is where all the danger is. This is where all the things I need to be aware of are. Right. And that's just kind of where we live. And so I just want to point to that, that at this point we might be a little bit more into our body than typical, but yet we've actually just pulled back out a little bit as you're describing. So we're now maybe a little bit more here.
That's right. So yeah, some people actually would drop deeper into body. Some people might not have felt that. So it's just kind of, there's going to be a range of experience. This is a great description, what you're saying. Absolutely. So usually when we're listening, we can notice we started to listen to directions and structure. I was about to go into some pointers. So we might have started to configure here. So what we want to do is we're going to do the external experience first, going out. For some, this might make sense. Some it might not make any sense, and they're gonna have no idea what we're talking about, basically. And others are gonna be like, yeah, this is amazing. Or just what I would say is just try, stay curious and see what works for you and what your experience is. So we want to begin to notice the sensation here. We can literally even put our hands here or notice there's a feeling of identity around the eyes, behind the eyes, around the head.
And I just want to say that sometimes this is easier for me to, if I close my eyes, I can perhaps find my perspective a little bit
better. Some people would feel better with their eyes closed. And some people actually could receive transmission by watching through perception and actually watching me do this and, or trying to do it along with us. So it just depends. So try different things. So what we're going to do is, and this is an amplified field, meaning like the more people that are doing this actually amplifies the field. So what I'm feeling in this moment is just you and I speaking, but I'm actually feeling all the beings that are going to do this. And there's a field here.
Yeah.
And that's not just with this interview, by the way, there's other experiences.
Yeah. It's very interesting. And as you point to that, I'm noticing it as well.
Yeah.
The field that is.
Yeah. Because these practices actually, I just want to honor, have come from wisdom traditions that walked before us, meaning people that walked before us set the stage for these practices to be easier for us during this time, for us to be able to make the shift. So it's really cool. And we want to honor those beings for all the work they did.
In other words, that the work they did is still living. It's still here. It's still present. It's still working its magic.
That's right. The grooves have been laid in consciousness. Yeah, so I'm just feeling into that. So we're going to come into feeling here around the eyes and head, where we're usually localized. And in the talk we did, we actually did a shift where we dropped from looking at our hand, viewing our hand, through dropping down our feeling sense into our hand. So we're actually going to do the same thing here. We're going to take our feeling sense that's around the eyes and head and relax our eyes into like a drishti gaze, or relaxing the focus, and taking the feeling sense and moving it into space. Begin to feel the space around the eyes and in the room. Around the body. Behind the body. Below the body. So all the way to the walls, ceiling, and the floor. So opening up into the space, and then go beyond the walls. Feeling into, opening into space, 360 degrees around the body. For some, we can continue to go all the way through, and eventually it leads right back in through the body. So feeling into space, and then noticing that space is all the way through the body as well. I'm just getting curious about that. So for those that feel or learn through perception or transmission, you can notice me and check me out and Jason out. For those that like structure, we unhook, feeling into space, opening all the way through, noticing if there's any edges, and then arriving back seamlessly through the body, space in and outside the body. Jason, I don't know if you could speak from here, because it seems like you're somewhere. You tell me what your experience is, which will help others as well and amplify the field.
Yeah, I think what I'm feeling is a non-local aspect of myself, as well as me here in the body. So I'm just noticing.
Nice.
It's a bit difficult to share. I just feel everywhere and kind of nowhere, and yet here at the same time. So,
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, but there is definitely a location. Like I can sense a here-ness, whatever that means, but it's not necessarily geographically here. There just feels like I am here, but there's an I-ness that extends as well.
Yeah.
And there's almost like a substance to it. There's a, it's not a substance per se, but it's something that can be noticed, something that can be, that can be felt, that can be recognized, not from a view, but a true internal recognition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. And how's the space in your body feel? The local, when you said there's the local, how does it feel in your body as well?
It feels very spacious.
Yeah.
I can feel some tension, like just some of the body tension, yeah. But it's not, it doesn't overtake me. And just, I can just notice it there as well.
How about the heart, the space of the heart?
Yeah. Very expansive.
Yeah.
And yet also very focused. I can actually feel like a center point to the heart, so to speak, but it feels very expansive, very emanating.
Yeah. And somehow this is different than your normal everyday
view
through attention, ordinary mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is for those that are glimpsing this, that are feeling this, is one doorway. Eventually we learn to stabilize this through our bodies so we can then function with awareness, awaken that through the body, operating from our heart mind intelligence, not just our mind, including the energy and including form, matter itself. So that's like, as we learn and progress on this path and work with our obscurities and healing our processes and our ruptures, we can then stabilize this operating system, which operates from the heart mind intelligence, which is going to create a very different reality. And it's going to feel very different and more vivid, connected, loving, than living from just one aspect of ourselves, which would be like the mind or the frequency of mind, conditioned mind.
And this is something a lot of the wisdom traditions talk about, even the indigenous cultures that I've been in contact with, they keep getting back to this idea of just living from the heart.
Yeah.
And that is the key to everything that we're looking for, which is just truly living from the heart.
Yeah. Yeah. The heart has a deep mystery that we can experience, and it's for all of us to experience.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just want to further point to this idea that I thought I knew what that meant when it was told to me. And then through these practices, I began to realize deeper what that means. Yeah. So I just want to point to this idea that there's different levels of a perception of what that simple phrase means, to live from the heart, that there's an awakening that happens as that becomes a real thing. And it deepens and it deepens and it deepens and I can only assume that it will continue to deepen as I continue on this path. And there's a greater recognition for truly what that means.
Wow. It's super juicy and fun. Reality is so much more fun for me. Just playful and joyful. Yeah. Yeah. So that was the external doorway. And, you know, I'm a very much a kind of transmit. I learned from transmission and perception. So to all the structure types out there, there's a structure there that I hope I broke down well enough for you guys.
You did a good job. I'm a structure guy. So you did good.
Yeah. Good. And you know, the transmission and the pointers are here. So if you're not getting it the first time, there might be a better doorway. There's other doorways, or go try it a few times. And if it gets too much, where too much is coming up, then maybe it's not your doorway and take a break from that one. So I want to come back to the second doorway here. And this will be accessible for some. Some might, again, this might not be the way. Eventually you can do both, I find, as you progress. progress. I started very external, and now I'm very much able to do in the body, outside the body. So that will naturally start to happen, because we're essentially both, but sometimes there's a lot of obscurity in the way, meaning there's so much process, there's so many unhealed ruptures in our bodies that until we process those, we'll just keep running into them as we go in. So if it gets too much going in, then maybe that's not your doorway. Okay, so we're going to start again. We're going to notice that we might be feeling different here from our shift, but we're going to go with this and acknowledge that typically our identity will form around the head and eyes. Sometimes other people get stuck in the body as well, but we want to just notice that usually we're forming a sense of identity here. We're just getting curious about that. And we're going to, like we did in our hand, we're going to feel and drop down into the depth of our core and our body. And we're going to go really deep here. So we're going to start here and notice around the eyes and head, getting curious about that space. Finding where we feel energy or tension or stuckness around the eyes and head. Relaxing the eyes. And then feeling sinking down through the cheeks to the chin. We're feeling from within the cheeks and chin. And continually, slowly sliding down to the neck. Feeling from within the neck. Top of the chest, top of the back. Down into the center of the chest. And for some, we could go even further down into the solar plex or staying in the chest. And then diving deep, go deep below any energy, any tightness, any tension, dive deep, deep into that space, feeling into that space in the body. When you think you can't go any further, let awareness drop deeper in to the core, the depth of your being. And then from that space of that depth, noticing and come out through the body into the space around us, expanding into the space, the seamless space, the all-pervasive space that goes through the body and is in the body. And then dropping all effort and then just noticing how that feels, what's here now, without switching back up to mind, staying in the body, staying in the direct experience. What do you notice there, Jason, and from here?
Yeah, so I noticed through this doorway, it actually dropped deeper into the solar plexus for me, and then just things were a little bit different. I noticed there was more tension in the body. So I think maybe to your early pointer that there's things that are sort of blocking or sticking, it was a little bit more challenging for me to go expansive. So I did notice that going deeper into the body, maybe, or maybe not deeper, there was just things. I noticed it stirred up some more stuff in the body this time. And it was a little bit more challenging to go expansive.
Mm. So you felt going out was a little easier?
Yeah, definitely easier for me.
That's going to be for some others as well. So your experience is quite normal the way you're experiencing it, but it felt like you still arrived somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely did. I definitely could feel outside. I could notice my awareness outside of the body expansive. I think what was different this time was that there seemed to be a lot more clinging or sticking or clenching. There was a lot more tightness in the body. So it was kind of like I was still in both places. I was everywhere in a sense, but there was just a lot more gripping in the body.
Yeah, that makes sense. So that's something that would be for you to get curious about and check out and like identify what's needed and work through that. There might be some parts that are calling out to you that need some healing and some care and some love. Mm-hmm. That's something to look into, after this as well. What are we doing with why we're even doing this, right? The reason we're doing this is we're beginning to glimpse a different operating system, more ideal operating system that allows for more balance and living from who we truly are and what we truly are. And the more we do this, eventually it will re-pattern and reorganize the way we show up in life and it will rewire us essentially. And there's a lot, if people wonder how I'm able to track energy or see energy or have the deep experiences I'm having or connect with others on these soul levels, it's from awareness, not attention. So there's so many benefits from rewiring our operating system and updating it into this new operating system. We're leaving all that conditioning behind. We're leaving all the patterns behind. They're there if we need it. The defenses are still there if we need them. Living from here, we feel life fully, we feel connected, we feel fulfilled, and allows for more and more well-being to begin to be generated. And we're guided from a deeper intelligence that's always here. And we can tap into that deep intelligence, that loving intelligence, that source that is always here from this alignment, from this space.
Yeah, it feels like there's a lot of parts of me and us and most people that are still running Windows 95, from a timeline perspective, actually is probably about right. But which is a brilliant operating system in 1995. Like it was revolutionary. It was life changing, right? It was so amazing. And yet at this point, we have quantum computing and next level things. Right. And so I think that's just using sort of a crude analogy. It feels like we can still honor the brilliance of that old system and yet recognize that it's outdated and that there's a new way to operate. And I think what's so amazing about this to me is that this is the training ground. This is going into the gym every day, right? If you want to become a bodybuilder, if you want to lose weight and become ripped, right? It doesn't happen overnight. It really does take some practice, even for you. You kind of got blasted out with your surfboard experience, and yet it took a cultivation, it took a dedication, right. It took a practice to really realize how to stabilize this and how to recognize these deeper states. And I think that's something that I really want to focus on here is that what you just did there might seem so simple and yet so actually meaningless to some. They went through it and they're like, I didn't get anything. That was so silly. It was dumb. Oh, what are we talking about here? And I can understand that, right? I've been there. And to some degree, I'm still there with a lot of these practices. Qigong is one of those things where it's like, okay, what are we doing here? And then eventually it's like, you feel something and you go, oh, okay. I guess there's something to this. And so I just want to point to that it is a practice sometimes of just repeating these things, even as boring or as simple or as confusing as they can be sometimes, because sometimes it's hard just to unhook from the conditioned mind. And yet also there's also a transmission, and you pointed to that there's a transmission that is being given here. And so sometimes just practicing going through the motions, but also receiving the transmission that there's some grooves being laid, right? And it is through these practices. And again, please just tell us, how does this practically show up in your world, in your client's world, when they start to stabilize this stuff?
Yeah, so
it's ease and everything becomes easier, sure. Yeah. But practically, like give me the good stuff that we're all looking for.
Sure. Well, I'm gonna speak to me, and I see it repeated with others. The struggle I once lived in has dissipated, and I live in a lot more effortless action where my finances have worked themselves out into more stability. I'm able to have greater impact with with what I do without living in stress and overwhelm. My relationships are so much more joyful, so much more connected. There's more play in the relationships. There's more care. I can feel such a, on a such deep level, their experiences, my experiences. We can notice when we're getting in configurations together, getting into maybe conflicts or stuckness and repeating stuff, and actually get out of those now and resolve those and repair those ruptures. And
I feel like that's a big one. That's a big one.
It's huge. Absolutely enormous. Cause a lot of us get stuck in configurations with our significant others, those that we love, our partners and
parents, kids, right?
It, all of that. Exactly. So if we can become, bring awareness to this and bring our loving awareness and our alignment to this, we can get unstuck and go deeper in these relationships, have more fun, more play, more connection, and just enjoy life and be in the pleasure of life. That's the beauty of these alignment, this alignment. And, you know, all the major areas of our life begin to balance themselves out when we dedicate to ourselves, we dedicate to our alignment, we dedicate to uncovering and realizing the truth of what we are, because we are magnificent. And there's so much mystery in the depth of all of our being. And it's at the core of it is this love that we have for each other. And it's really cool that when people do this, I find this so amazing, is that when people do this and have been doing this, there's the realization that at the core is that love that wants to be of service to others, that actually cares for humanity. We care about each other. That's what's at the core of our being. That's what's always uncovered, is a deeper compassion and care for our fellow brothers and sisters. And yeah. It guides you to support others. It guides you to be, have a great impact on this planet. So the more you awaken to yourself, the more you find yourself, the greater impact you can have to help alleviate this suffering, to help to truly support others, to find their true selves. Mm.
I love that. And cause it's, cause what I see right now in this world, that's very chaotic seemingly, is that I see a lot of struggle, a lot of fighting and bickering and arguing. And also in that, what I actually see and feel is that there's deep care. That two people arguing on Facebook, they're coming from a place of care. There's a deep care. It's just getting caught in that configuration, right? That there's this feeling of lack of safety or lack of connection. And so it comes out in sort of this strife and this struggle. And so I just want to sort of reflect that what you're naming here gets to the core of, I think what we're all wanting is for us all to get along, for peace and for ease and for everything to start to work themselves out. And yet to some degree, it feels like we're so far away from that because we're so many of us are operating from these conditions. And so, but again, I think what I really want to highlight is beneath that conditioned response that we're seeing play out on social media and in the media and so many places is that thing that you're talking about, this essence that is behind it, which is this deep care for ourselves, deep care for the planet and the animals and nature and each other, right? Yeah. And this desire for everything to move forward in a harmonious way. And we're just not quite sure how to get there when we're caught in this conditioned mind. And so the key, as you say, is to learn how to get out of this conditioned reality and into our true essence and into our alignment so that we can then proceed to help ourselves, help each other from that place. And that becomes the key.
That's right. Yeah. Well said. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, so, Andrew, thank you so much for guiding us through this. And as I said in our interview, I'm sure we've got a lot more things planned, you and I, to get this type of work out to others. And you're such a good teacher and you have a great transmission. And I'm excited to share more of your wisdom and to play in some of these arenas. And I know other people are as well. We've done some of this and it's very exciting stuff. And everybody that gets introduced to this stuff is curious, to say the least, about what's beyond the initial experience. So thank you so much for doing this. And everybody, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next one.